Hello, everyone. This is Dagny with the CCW podcast. I wanted to get some thoughts down and recorded in response to some listener email that we have received wanting a little bit of insight onto our background, our history with firearms, since we have shared with you all that our families don't know that we own weapons or that Al carries, and that most of our friends don't know as well. So there's been a little bit of, questioning if we're from anti-gun households or, you know, what that history is. And I'm not going to be speaking for Al tonight. He's off doing some other fun stuff, and he, you know, maybe will want to answer these questions on his own sometime in a separate podcast, but I'm not going to be speaking for him. And I'm also going to try to stay away from politics per se. That's not what this podcast is about. So to discuss my background, my family just didn't discuss firearms at all for the most part. My parents divorced when I was pretty little, and now I would say that my parents are probably on opposite ends of the spectrum as far as gun rights go. I didn't know it until the last year or so. And my dad is the person who got us thinking, got Al and I thinking about owning a firearm, because he passed along some articles from America's First Freedom. And it's funny because I like to keep on top of issues and to be aware of what's going on in politics. I'm not a political junkie by any means. Al may disagree, but I consider him apolitical. He doesn't really care to even, you know, kind of keep up to speed with what's going on, because it's just, it's politics and he doesn't want any part of it. So I would read some of the articles if I thought they were of interest. You know, the legal and constitutional stories were what my dad would forward on because he thought I'd enjoy it. And on the back of some of those articles, there was the Armed Citizen column, I think is what it's called. And it's just about your average citizen who has their legal, you know, permit to carry and their firearm saving the day. And I think Al has alluded to it that, you know, he started thinking about how he would protect not just himself, but me and a family when it comes to that. And I think it's because of these columns that my dad forwarded on to us inadvertently on the backs of articles. So I found out from my dad forwarding these articles that he is an NRA member. And I don't know if he carries. I don't know if he owns a gun or carries. So yeah, he's a gun rights advocate, at least in as much as he, in theory, you know, he's a dues-paying member who wants to maintain that right. I don't know if he exercises his right. And my mom would probably be really, you know, uncomfortable with a firearm in her home. And these are the reasons we don't share. My dad probably has a pretty good idea, just from conversation and emails that go back and forth. He's very subtle man. He's very insightful. So he probably knows. We just haven't, you know, spoken of it. So that's my background. I mean, it just wasn't discussed. Politics and religion aren't discussed. Gun is a political issue, basically. I know my grandmother on my mom's side is very much in favor of gun control. You know, she'll say, you know, it's a Second Amendment right, and that's in the Constitution, but she wants gun control because she doesn't, there's a disconnect for her with understanding that it's only the law abiding who the laws are going to hinder. And that's one of the points that one of the listeners emailed, and it's very true. It seems like under the auspices of hindering criminals, you know, the bar for legally obtaining and carrying a handgun is just becoming more and more difficult, if not impossible, depending on where you are. And, you know, that's unfortunate. And we're grateful to be in a place where it's not that difficult and it's not that expensive. It's just a matter of jumping through those hoops. So, what I found to be interesting as I tried to really think about the process, since I don't come from an anti-gun household, it was just a non-issue, is that I was not opposed to Al purchasing or carrying in theory. But once he purchased the gun, I struggled with it being in the house, and I was really scared of it for a while. I didn't want him practicing around the house, dry firing and aiming and stuff. It just very nerve-wracking to me. And I think it's because, and I'd be curious if there's any female listeners or men who've talked to their wives or, significant others about it, if it's been a similar experience. It's that Al recognized the threats and recognized the need for a response, and he purchased the firearm, and then he went through the class to carry, and he's become competent in handling it, very much so. But for me, his step one was recognizing the threat. And for me, step one was there's a gun in the house. And step one was me being confronted with the response to these, kind of amorphous threats that I hadn't really spent a lot of time thinking about. And so the presence of the defense in the house is what made the threats come to life. And I think that is why it was so unnerving to me. So I've kind of had to work backwards over the last year to go from we have the weapon and this is why and these are the threats. And it took me back to square one. And for me, that's personal responsibility and personal accountability. And when that hit me and it clicked, I've never had another real second thought about wanting to own a weapon for myself and to carry myself as soon as I go through the training. And I just think that the epitome of being personally accountable and responsible for yourself is being able to lawfully defend yourself with lethal force when your own life is threatened. And I don't want to ever have to rely on someone else, be it, the government on the end of the 911 call or a good Samaritan, to rescue me if something bad were to happen, God forbid. And I think Al, feels the same way because he wants me to carry. It's not some macho thing where he's gonna protect me. Yes, it's his duty because he's my husband, but it's my duty. It's my duty to protect me. And I intend to take that seriously. And as our listeners know, we have now purchased a car, P380, for me to take my class with so I can, qualify to get my license to carry. And I'll be taking that class in the next couple of weeks. And I'm going to start researching holster and carry options. I'm not a real girly girl. This is background kind of unrelated to guns, I guess. I hate purses. If I could carry a wallet in my back pocket like a man and not seem too unfeminine, I probably would. I hate carrying a purse. It makes my back hurt. It's just a pain. And so, I tend to go without my purse when I can. I tend to set it down in the cart when I go grocery shopping. And I mean, I keep an eye on it, but it's not with me where it would need to be if something were to happen. It takes a split second. And, the times when I don't have it right with me are the prime times when something would probably happen in a store or something. So, I have de facto ruled out carrying in a purse. So I'll be, researching and I'll kind of, report back and let you know how that process is going. But I'm really excited. I want to, share my experience and hopefully this is an inspiration to other women or even for men who are trying to, convince their wives, or maybe you're trying to do it subtly and don't even want your wives to know that you're doing the planting little seeds. But, if I can give you any help, That's what really did it for me was that personal responsibility and accountability issue. And there's a sense of pride in knowing that you can rely on yourself and don't need to rely on someone else. That might sound hokey, but it's how I feel, and I can't be the only one. So I hope that this little background, my Dagny backstory, was enjoyable and insightful. And if you have questions or want me to expound a little further on anything that I've said or maybe didn't quite touch on that I was getting close to or anything, feel free to email us. It's ccwpodcast@gmail.com. And we look forward to bringing you episode 9 in the next few days. Thanks and stay tuned.